Suffolk is being held in Bury St Edmunds this evening. On the line to explain more is the organiser of tonight's festival. It's event organiser Emma Chell. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, I know this has got something to do with Twitter, but I don't know much more than that. So tell me about a twestival.
Okay, well, a twestival is a Twitter festival, and the aim is to get people together offline, as in off their computers, to raise money for a good cause, basically.
Are you able to get people away from their computers?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I bet they'll be tweeting from the event. You watch.
Absolutely. We'll all be on our phones. In fact, I'm tweeting now.
Oh, are you? I hope you say nice things about me. Now, look, Twitter is, of course, something that's relatively new, and some people have embraced it. Others don't know too much about it. So could you give us a quick resume of what it is and why you use it for those who aren't quite so au fait?
Okay. Well, Twitter is a social networking service. And basically, it helps people to communicate. And there's lots of different ways that people can use it to communicate. They can broadcast whatever they're thinking about. They can use it to find information, share opinions, to collaborate about things that are going on. Journalists use it, you know, sending out the latest news. So you hear it on Twitter probably before you hear it anywhere else. The distinctive thing is that you can only use 140 characters, which is not very much, and it makes people be very precise.
Yes, you have to be very, very precise and concise when you write those tweets, as we do here at BBC Radio Suffolk during the course of the programme and during the course of the day as well. I decided last night on the train to Facebook rather than tweet. I was whinging and moaning about the people sitting next to me last night. But that's the kind of thing you can do, isn't it? It's a bit like an open diary for people.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be careful sometimes. You have to be aware that everything that you say is public. You can send private messages. You can link it to your Facebook, so your status upstream in your Facebook is coming from Twitter. It's very, very flexible, and that's why it's very popular.
And still popular, catching on?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've spent much time working in London with people who probably all use Twitter. Organising this festival in Suffolk has been very interesting because speaking to people, either they haven't heard of Twitter or they're just thinking about using it, and I can see that it's going to become more and more popular across the country.
It does seem as if, from my experience, that it's quite a good business networking tool.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if you're a small business with a small marketing budget, you know, you have a voice direct to your customers. It's fantastic.
And it's quite a community because you can retweet, and so if someone posts a message and you like the look of it, you can then send that message
exactly
to all your followers, and that's how the viral networking goes out.
Absolutely. So you're helping to build your profile. The more interesting you are, the more information that you have to share, the more people will retweet you, and the more other people will discover that you have interesting things to say.
Well, it's interesting. When I started writing them down, I thought I wasn't that interesting, actually. I am just going to have a nap. I have just got out of the shower.
Yeah, well, I think it takes a bit of practice, and I think a lot of people choose to follow and watch what happens first, very sensibly.
Yeah, I think you need to pick your moments.
Yeah, and
anyway,
then, you know, build up as you go.
Yeah, so tonight's festival. Mm-hmm. Have you got many people coming?
We have. We've actually got a maximum of 60 people at the venue, which is Bury St Edmunds Gallery. They've very kindly let us use there. And I think we'll fill the venue, really.
And so are you raising money for a particular charity tonight?
We are. It's actually, Twestival is actually happening globally across the world on the same night. And we're raising money for a charity called Concern, which brings education to the world's poorest children, particularly those that are affected by disaster, conflict, HIV. So it's quite an important thing, and I'm really happy to be able to offer my time, because it's all run 100% by volunteers, because Twitter is actually free.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
And it's something which I use and is really useful, and it's great to be able to give to some people who aren't so fortunate.
I'm just wondering whether we could have a little twestival for our BBC Radio Suffolk Treehouse appeal. That'd be quite fun, wouldn't it?
There you go, yeah.
We could invite people, couldn't we, that way? That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're inviting people to, you know, you can donate online even though you're not attending.
Yeah.
So if you're interested and you want to know more, you know, you can go to the site, which is brysandedmunds.twestival.com, or, as you say, we're on Twitter, which is at BSETwestival, or you can even just ping me, and I'm at EmmaGell on Twestival.
Okay, that's great. I've heard of tweet-ups before, when people meet up who tweet.
Yeah.
So it is quite a convivial little
It is, and I think, you know, it sort of breaks down barriers. It's a different way of communicating. There's a different sort of style of etiquette, if you like. If someone's on Twitter, they're making themselves available for you to talk to.
They certainly are.
Talk straight to them if you want to.
Good stuff. Emma, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing what you've tweeted while we've been chatting on your site. You've been nice to me
or not. Very much. Great to talk to you.
And to you as well. Keep in touch.
Okay, bye.
I shall tweet you later, perhaps, 16 to 9. And that was Emma Gell organising Suffolk.